Dominic Rhodes has joined us here on Sports Byline USA. You talked about your early years. I'm just wondering whether you felt you were ready emotionally, physically, and from an athletic standpoint to play in the National Football League when you went into the NFL as an undrafted rookie.
Well, when I got there, let's just say I was dumb as a rock. I mean, I had no clue. I didn't even know I could be cut. I thought that when they signed me, I was on the team. You know, I was that guy. All I've ever done is I've never been cut from a team. So that was like, you know, I was dumbfounded by even somebody even saying that. All I knew is that a guy by the name of Terrence Wilkins, he told me, he said, hey, you know, Dom, just as long as you're in these lines, they're getting shorter, you know. And I took that and I said, okay, hey, you know, I'll just try to stay in the stretch lines. You know, I don't know. You know, I mean, I don't know what that means, but I didn't know that you could be cut. And until to that final day, when they were telling, you know, saying that, hey, guys, you need to maybe wait for this phone call and wait for it. But, you know, they told me that I didn't have to wait for that phone call because I had a pretty good preseason. So, really, I mean, the whole time as a rookie, I didn't know what I was doing. I knew that I was pretty good athletically because a lot of the veteran guys were telling me that I looked good out there. But as far as the game speed and stuff like that, that's what I wasn't ready for. I was watching my first game. I remember I watched Edgerrin James and Curtis Martin play, and we were in New York, and I was like watching those two run the ball and the stuff they was doing out there. Both of them had an excellent game, and I was just like, wow. You know, I was like, man, this is like, I mean, it was, you know, Edgerrin was breaking tackles. Curtis Martin was making people miss. And it was just, I mean, it was beautiful. And then, you know, I saw Edgerrin running up against Big Mo Lewis and them boys. I was like, man, I don't want none of that. You know, I was like, you know, I was doing kick returns and that was cool with me. I was just watching them boys. I was nervous. But, you know, as it went on, they would give me a carry here or there. And I remember in particular one game against the Patriots. We got the first game that Tom Brady played, and we were getting blew out. Oh my goodness, it was bad. So they told me I was going in. I was like, oh, what? You put me in this? I'm cold. It was the first game I ever played in a cold game from being from Texas. I mean, it's the third, fourth game of the year. I'm like, what is this? I got sleeves on. It's not running out my nose. And because it tells me I'm going in, I'm just like, oh my God, I'm so nervous, and I'm frozen cold. So they put me in and they give me a running play, and I'm just running. I just take off running, gain about 12 yards, and it was that was my introduction really to getting the ball in the NFL. I was so nervous seeing Willie McGinnis and those guys over on the other side of the ball. They were huge to me. So that was my first game, but we kept going on, and then finally, you know, Edgerrin. The game that Edgerrin got hurt in, I actually returned a kickoff in that game. And the first kickoff I got, I was running behind my ex-high school teammate, Justin Snow. And I was running, and he made a block, and I tripped over. I was like, man, I felt on that one that I might score. And I told Justin, I said, man, I think if I get another one, I'm going to score. And so be, I got another kickoff return, and boom, it popped the same way. And boom, I hit it that time. And when I went up, I think it was like a 90-yard kickoff return. And that was my first touchdown in the NFL. And I was like, wow, man, this is a special night. And it was on Thursday night. I was feeling pretty good. Well, next thing I know, we're going through the game. Edgerrin's having a pretty good game. You know, before the game, Edgerrin had said he was going to put these one long particular cleats in because the field was kind of wet. And I was like, nah, man, I'm just going to go with the ones I usually use. He's like, well, I'm going to try these. And he put those cleats in, and I don't know if that's what it was or what, but he was running to the right side, and all I know is he made a cut. And I just thought that he made a cut and was going to go up the field. And next thing I know, he was just rolling on the ground or on his knee, and he got up, and he was walking to the sideline, and his leg was looking kind of wobbly. I still didn't think anything was wrong with him because he had been running like the man still, and I never seen him come out the game. So the first play I get in there, the first carry that I get that game was like a play we had been working on. It was like a trap, like with all of our guys in there, like a jumbo set. So I get the trap. I hit it right up the middle. It opens up, and I have one guy in front of me. I make a move on him, and boom, I'm 88 out the gate, 79-yard touchdown. So that's my second touchdown in the NFL on my rookie year. So I'm like, wow. It's like everything is just – and it's on Thursday night, and everything is just – I mean, it's that anything couldn't have happened any better for me as a rookie free agent coming out of Midwestern, thinking that, you know, I should have been drafted anyways. I felt that way in my heart. So – the next week, they don't bring in anybody. They just give me the ball. It's mine. And we're going into Buffalo and some more great backers. And, you know, that the AFC East was a great division. You know, there were some great players in that division back when I was playing in it. And, you know, shoot, I go out there. And, I remember I told Peyton before the game, I said, man, I got your back, bro. And, shoot, I had 98 yards on that game, and I took off from there, man. I had a pretty great career. I mean, a pretty good year, man. My shoulder popped out in the first game, the second game, I think, against Miami. I came back that game, and from there it was clear sailing, man, a good year.
Yeah, let me ask you a little bit about Super Bowl 41. You rushed for 113 yards and a touchdown. And, of course, you had a great game in that game, and you played with Peyton Manning. So you had a very close observation of him. Tell me a little bit about that game, and also tell me what made him so unique from a player's perspective. The media has their, you know, their view of him, and certainly the media as well as the fans have a view. But what about from a peer, a player?
Well, you know, I want to, before I even say anything, I want to say congratulations to Jeff Saturday for making the Colts win this year. What a great player and a of our offense and what we did, I mean, just as an Indianapolis coach, period. But Peyton, just listen to what I tell everyone about Peyton, is he's a consummate professional. He was a studier. He did everything the right way. I've never seen a man miss practice. I've never seen a man miss a film study. I've seen a man there before everyone and left, and he left after everyone else. A lot of people, you hear that on movies and you hear people say it, but I'm telling you, I saw this with my own eyes. This man was just he still is. He's a football freak. He's doing everything he can to make sure that he can be the best ever. And, you know, I said to myself when I looked at him, I watched what he's done over his career. As I got older and I'm really understanding that this man, he set goals, and this man, he really set out to achieve his goals, not letting anything stand in his way. And he worked as hard as he can to achieve these goals. And for that, I mean, I have the utmost respect for him. And I am very, very honored to have played and called this man my teammate and won a championship with him. I've seen some things from him that are, I mean, I still right now to this day can't believe that I got to see and witness this thing with him, Marvin, Reggie, Stokely, you know, Dallas Clark, the list, Troy Waters. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Let me just interrupt you for a second. I'm just wondering, we only have a couple of minutes left. What's your favorite memory about that Super Bowl?
My favorite memory of the Super Bowl would have to be standing in the huddle at the end of the game and hey, buddy, you might have a chance at that MVP. And knowing that them boys had done pushed some boys out the way for us to have a chance to win that game, and that was an awesome feeling.
You know as well as I do, not everybody, no matter how great their career has been, gets an opportunity to slip that Super Bowl ring onto their finger. And when you looked at it when you first put it on, and then you look at it every day since, what does it mean to you?
It's a platform to give back to kids and use my Road to Success Foundation to help others out. That's what that ring has done for me. Every day, I know that people give me an opportunity to speak with their kids, and their kids listen to me and listen to what I'm trying to give to them. And I'm just repeating what their parents have to say, and they listen to me more because I have that ring, and I'm able to give people in the community old socks and covers and pillows and stuff, you know, around here when they're out here in the cold, because I was fortunate enough to play in the NFL and win a Super Bowl ring, and people want to help me out doing that, and that's awesome. You know, that's the blessing that I have.
The other thing, too, is that you were a guy that loved the game. You played in the NFL successfully. You also picked up a championship with the UFL as well. And was it hard for you to walk off the field for the last time, take that uniform off?
Oh, man. Wow. That's crazy. You know, geez, man. Well, it's pretty tough. I really love the game, and it's all I've ever had, and it's really done gave me a lot in my life. And you know, when you feel like you still got it a little bit, and then you got to just give it up, you know, because of the decisions you make in life, sometimes pretty tough, you know. But you know, God has given me some other opportunities to give back and really make kids understand that, you know, sometimes you just gotta go the right way, you know. Yeah, it's all I've ever known. So it's the only thing that gave back to me what I gave it all the time.
I can tell this is emotional for you.
It's hard. I love it. I want to thank everybody for the opportunity that they've ever given me to, you know, do what I've always wanted to do. That's all. It's pretty awesome.
Well, I want to thank you for sharing your life story with us and your career story as well. You are welcome here anytime, my friend. So take care and come back and join us on Sports Byline.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Dominic Rhodes with us, spent 9 seasons in the NFL, 8 playing with the Colts, and also won a Super Bowl championship ring in Super Bowl 41. We continue across the country and around the world. We've got you on America's sports talk show, Sports Byline.